Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live Show. I am your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. Yes, like and share it, like it. All of the above, in between, beyond, and so forth. Yes. That's what I want you all to do. Now, y'all know I got to make sure everything is going right, and I just messed up something. Woo! I just messed it up, y'all. I just messed it right on up. So I'm going to stop it. I'm going to stop it, and then I'm going to redo it again. So you all hold on one moment. Hold on one moment. Let me get this thing right, because we got the pastor coming on tonight. I have some questions for the pastor because some things just don't feel right to Silk. Some things just do not feel right to Silk, okay? It's a lot of stuff going on in our country. Don't nobody want to talk about it. Don't nobody want to call it out. But y'all know we got to call it out. We got to tell these people, especially these evil ones, about themselves. That's right. That's the only way we're going to help save America. That's the only way that it's going to happen, okay? So let me make sure. Let me see if I got this here right now. All right. Okay, what you want to do? What you want to do? You going to do it? All right, there you go. See, sometimes you just got to wait on some things to come on in. I done got it on in. Now I got it right. Boom, bam, boom. All right, you all. Now, what was I saying? Be sure to like and share this broadcast, share this podcast, share it everywhere, and let them know that Silk is on the air. Yes, Silk is on the air. I really, truly enjoyed my little few days off, you all. I had me in a magnificent time. I surely, surely did. I got off the grid. I got off the grid. That's what I did. I got off the grid. When I came back on the grid and I saw what I saw, I was like, oh, Lord, I should have probably just stayed off the grid. It is some demonic stuff going on, some demonic people in this country. Yes, it is. If you have any questions, email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com. diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live. Yes. Shout out to everyone that's just chatting away. Hey, baby. I see you. Hey, darling. Shout out to everyone. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, the Stripes TV, the Blessed News Network, the Eagle News Network, to all of the different networks that's still carrying the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live Show, you all. Be sure to give Mike Lindell a shout out. 3 years, April makes 3 years for Frank's speech, you all. That's right. And guess what? Diamond and Silk was right there with him at the beginning, at the very beginning, at the start, you all. 3 years, three magnificent years of telling the naked, nasty, low down, gutter written truth. And guess what? Even though my sister is not here, realistically, she's here spiritually. And guess what? I'm going to keep on telling the truth. Every now and then, I just have to channel my inner diamond. That's right. So y'all know whenever she's coming out of me, because I got to tell you all the naked, nasty, low-down, gutter-written truth. That's right. Don't forget my sponsors. The show is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more there at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. Don't forget about the My Coffee at My Store. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty. Right there at mystore.com. Use promo code Diamond. Also, don't forget that the show is sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. Yes. Been getting some great testimonies about these amazing patches. Real quick, somebody told me that they have been in pain for so long. They've taken the been prescribed the muscle relaxant and all of this different stuff and the 800 milligrams of this and that and so forth. Y'all know I can't call nobody name. But been prescribed all of this different stuff, and they took and they used. I sent out some samples. Yes, I surely did. And say about 30 minutes after they put that patch on, the pain was gone. The pain was gone. They could not believe it. So you all go over there to patchthat.com and get patched up. It's so many people that is seeing a difference in this. Okay. So many people that's seeing a difference. And I am so glad. Now I want to go ahead on and bring on my first guest, the pastor, Jerron Davidson. But before I bring him on, I have a video clip that I want to play. Can you please play clip one?
Self-defense, that no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic and all 30 rounds.
You all, he's a pastor, author, a father, a former NFL player, and now he's running for Congress in Arizona District 4. Please welcome back to the show, Pastor Jerron Davidson. Hello.
Silk, my friend, thank you for having me on. I'm excited, and I need all 30 rounds. I need all 30 rounds to help me defeat these Democrats. Yes, we need all 30 rounds. We need all 30 rounds of faith. We need 30 rounds of America First agenda. We need the Patriots. Oh, yeah, I'm ready to get down. It's time to fight. It's time to stand up for the country. I'm ready to do it.
Let everybody know about the Congress run there in Arizona. And that's District 4, right?
It's Tempe Mesa, Ahwatukee, Chandler, CD4. I'm leading in all the straw polls. People are excited about my race. I'm the bold candidate that's in this race. I'm the only candidate that was at January 6th. Why was I at January 6th? Because the president said that he needed the Patriots there. Why was I at January 6th? Because I love the country. Why was I there? Because I believe they stole our elections. And I'm a former NFL player. I played athletics. And when you work hard and lift the weights and do the running and the sprinting and the training and the dieting and all of that stuff, and you go out there and the referees cheat you and take something from you, that hurts. And so I feel for the young women who are fighting against these transgenders in their sports. Their scholarships are being taken away. Their records are being broken and all that kind of stuff. And that's exactly what the left did to us. They stole our election and then they treated us like a rapist and told us not to say nothing about it. And they kicked us off of our platforms. They took away our freedom of speech and dared us not to say anything. They told us we can't talk about ivermectin. We can't talk about using natural immunity and all these different things. Yep. I mean, they raped us. They stole our elections. They poisoned us. But then they dared us not to say anything about it. I mean, it's just it's really sad.
It's really, really sad. Well, I'm glad that you are running, and I want everybody to make sure that you go and you support, I was going to say Congressman Jerron Davidson. I might as well speak those things that are not as though they were. You all go there and donate now at JerronDavidson.com. Jerron, not Jerome. Jerron, J-E-R-O-N-E. Davidson, D-A-V-I-S-O-N, okay? Go and support him, you all. Donate to him. And you all, let's get him in office. We need somebody that do know that the election was stolen, that wants to fight for our rights, that don't want men in women's sports. All right? That's what we need, okay? Now, Pastor, I know you call them transgender. I just call them straight men because what they are imposters. They're straight men impersonating women. It's what they are. They still got their body parts down there, so they ain't transitioned into nothing. Okay, they still got the same gender, so that's what they is. Now, real quick, let's talk about this amazing video ad that you did. It's powerful, it's to the point, and it's straight up truthful. And I want to thank you for calling out these old nasty, stinking, demonic, sick Democrats. But I want to know what made you go, with this particular concept of creating this ad for your congressional run.
Well, it was a real divine connection because my campaign manager had an experience with the FBI with his AR-15. I grown up in Mississippi as a young man. My father was a truck driver and he was always gone. And sometimes in the 70s, they would say that the KKK would be marching through our streets. Our streets would be clear. Nobody would be, everybody would be afraid. But because my father taught us how to shoot shotguns and we had guns in the house and 22s and rifles, me and my older brother sat on the roof and we was prepared to defend our family. And and just like Malcolm X, I was prepared to use my Second Amendment right to defend my family, defend myself. And I wanted to also throw in that 30-second ad that it was perpetuated on the Black Americans that America yep. fought the Civil Rights War over slavery. I don't care what the Democrats say. They try to change right. history, but the Civil Rights yep. War was fought over slavery rights. And the Democrats wanted to keep that. Now, after I dropped that ad, I noticed young Black YouTubers was talking about that. That was the kitchen table issue. And many of them found out that, yes, it was the Democrats. And so they loved my ad for that.
And see, that's the type of ad that they want to keep hush hush, because the Democrats don't want people to know they were the party of the KKK. They were the party yes. of slavery. They are the true white supremacists. They are the ones, when I see a lot of these Black people walking around here and they always talk about the black wealth and how, I believe it was Tulsa, Oklahoma, and how Black yes. Wall Street was destroyed. They always say the white man, the racist, but don't realize they're supporting the same party that destroyed the Black wealth there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So they need to understand who these white supremacists are. And another thing that these Democrats love to do, Pastor, they love, I hope I can call you Pastor, because it sounds funny for me right now, okay? Because my spirit is disturbed with what's going on.
Yes.
But these doggone Democrats, they love to hide their history. They love to hide yes. their history, change the history,
yes.
redo the history, and make it look like
yes.
somebody else. Now, I'm down here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And, you know, the military is there, Fort Bragg. And I've just found out the other day, they just changed the name of Fort Bragg to, I believe it's Fort Liberty. I want to know, why are y'all changing the name of Fort Bragg? First thing Democrats yeah. don't want to say, well, it's racist. No, it's not racist. It's history. It's history.
It's crazy. They're doing the same thing, right? When they use reverse racism to get rid of Aunt Jemima off of the stores, Uncle Ben's mm-hmm. rice. These were Black-owned companies, and what they did was disenfranchise Black companies and also Native companies with that Lado Lake butter. Those
yes.
are minority-owned businesses, but they used reverse racism on the public and said these are racist items and we're getting rid of them. No, we don't need the federal government to come in and tell us about sex, to tell us about abortion, to tell us about race matters. You leave that to the states and to the individuals and just protect the border. Make sure that we have a free economy. Make sure that we have enemies that are stayed away and that we show strength. But they yes. refuse to do that. And as soon as the Democrats get in, they begin to cloud up sexuality, marriage, confusion, gender bending. All of these things are very satanic. And I'm sure you probably have it on the slate to talk about Joe Biden and the Easter thing that
That's
he pushed
the
out there.
Thing. That's the next thing.
Yeah.
That's the next thing. I actually read your post that you post on, they call it X now. Okay. It was Twitter, formerly Twitter, now is X. And you said during
yeah.
Holy Week, you said during Holy Week, President Donald Trump promoted the God Bless the USA Bible. He encourages his supporters to embrace this Bible. On the other hand, Joe Biden has proclaimed March 31st, 2024, which coincides with Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day of Visibility. You said this contrast between Trump and Biden reflects a broader spiritual battle that has played out in various ways. The lines are indeed drawn, and individuals must decide which kingdom they align with, God's or Satan's. The kingdom you and I choose will ultimately lead to blessings or curse for America and the world. As a Christian leader and man of God, I admonish the true believers in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to rebuke, denounce, and encourage all believers to abandon any and all ties to the Democrat Party. Woo, woo, woo. For their blatant mockery and blasphemy of the Lord's redemptive death and resurrection. I read that.
Yes.
Now, what got me is, I understand what you're saying, but when you said something about denouncing the Democrat Party, Pastor, where are the churches at on this? I was looking for T.D. Jakes and the Reverend L.
Don't look for him. Don't look for T.D. Jakes. You'll find him at a P. Diddy party. You'll find him at one of those sexual perversion parties. But you're not going to find him defending the faith. You're not going to. Listen, let me tell you something. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 5, the spirit of the Antichrist, the Bible says, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great blasphemies against God. So one of the signs of the Antichrist is having a big mouth. And just before Easter, this big mouth spirit couldn't help but speak against God and open up and speak about a perversion. Now, President Donald Trump, people's talking about him selling the Bible and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. This was brilliant on President Donald Trump's part because President Donald Trump used his name, his all of the attention of the world on him to promote the Bible just before Easter. He took America's attention and put it on the Bible. Now, he wasn't selling his shoes for Easter. He was selling the Bible. Who's right. not selling the Bible? When you go to Sam's Club, they sell a Bible. When you go to Walmart, they sell a Bible. Everybody's, they're making money off of it. Why can't President Donald Trump use his that attention to show America that we need God? We need the Bible. I remember when they was attacking the White House and he went over to that church that was near the White House and held up the Bible. They had a problem with that. America, you must repent and turn from this blasphemous stuff that's going on before we go into the open pit. Now, you don't want that. But this is what the Democrats are pulling us into, perversion and evil and wickedness. And it's going to bring a curse on America.
What were your true feelings as a pastor, as a Black man? Because we grew up in the church, especially in the South. All right.
To see
or to even know or hear when Joe Biden did what he did. Okay. I don't even acknowledging what they say that the day or whatever they call it. I understand that they have their little whatever they have swinging or whatever on March the 31st. I got that. But for a person to be a Christian and you take and you uphold somebody's sin, okay, or demonicism, and then you take and you downplay Christianity, as a man of God, how did you truly feel? What was the first feeling that you got when you came across this?
I said I felt angry and I felt a little fear for America because I have a lot of family members that I warn not to support the Democrat Party. It is the party of the Antichrist. Is it the physical Antichrist, the son of perdition, the one that is going to come and physically embody? And no, but it is the spirit of it. And I was very angry. I was very upset. And I was hoping to hear pastors from their pulpit on Sunday morning denouncing Joe Biden and this attack on the blessing. Now, just notice this. When God made man and woman, this was the first blessing, and he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Yeah. But notice the transgender and homosexual agenda and the mutilization of the children's private parts. That is the curse. It is not to populate. It is to reverse what God, the first institution that God set up was marriage and population. And they seek to revert that, turn it upside down, and place a blessing on people in America. And we must denounce it. It makes me angry because this is open witchcraft.
Yes, it is. You know, okay, I got to circle back to the churches now. Why do you think these churches are so quiet? You know, we've been beat to a pulp here in America within the last 3 years with them beating all of this stuff in our face and want us to accept it, want us to change our what we've been taught, want us to change I used to be in science class and I didn't like being in science class, but I sat there and I learned about our body parts and different things. And now I'm 53 years old. And sir, I know I look good to be 53 years old. But now
great.
You want to tell me, thank you. But now you want to tell me that a man can get pregnant and all of this different stuff. You see what I'm saying? So why are our churches so quiet whenever what they're doing, what the Democrat Party is doing, is totally against Christianity?
Well, really. The Democrat Party is really their religion. They notice this. They don't get mad when the world blasphemes Jesus Christ. They didn't get upset at Joe Biden for blaspheming the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the pinnacle of Christian faith, that Jesus Christ came and reversed the death penalty that Adam brought on us, and Jesus, the second Adam, came. But when you talk against a Democrat, notice how upset the Black people get in those churches. And the Black churches, but they refuse to do it. But they're so they're so used to catering to the Democrats and getting paid. By the way, most of these pastors are fraternity members, and in a fraternity, they secretly devote themselves to the god Zeus, who is Satan, who is the devil. And they secretly have a god that they worship in secret and a god that they try to worship in open. But Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. They're serving the devil. And this is why they worship the Democrat Party. Every pastor should be telling their congregations to forsake and abandon the Democrats because of their blasphemy against the Lord Jesus and against the God of heaven. And the blasphemy against the male and female that God made. And he made them male and female, nothing else. But this is what makes me unique in this race right here, because I recognize the spiritual battle that we are in this country. I recognize what's coming, but I also know policies and the amendments, and I'm voting for that.
All right. And that's what we need. And we need God back. I'm sorry. We need God back in politics. They could say separation of state and church all they want to. What we got up there running this country is straight up demons from the pits of hell. And, you know, it's very funny seeing a lot of these, when I look at the left-wing media especially, trying to teach us about Christianity, trying to teach everybody about Christianity and God when they're godless, okay?
Yeah.
They sit there.
You sit down and shut up. They try to tell me John, Matthew chapter 7, you should not judge. I said, listen, you need to sit down and shut up. You ain't even ready for Bible 101. Because if you continue to read that, Jesus said, take the beam out of your eye so you can see clearly to judge your brother. So Jesus was not condemning judgment, because just think about it. As a parent, how much judgment did you have to cast on your children to show them how to avoid the pitfalls in life? As a judge, when you go before the judge for a traffic ticket or anything else, that judge is casting judgment on you. Don't forget the jurors of your peers. They're casting judgment on you. So judgment is necessary in this world, but that's what has happened to the church and to America. We have been silent. We haven't judged things, and we haven't called them out. But I'm a bold man, so you can look at my ad and see that I'm not afraid to tell the truth, and I'm not afraid to stand up. We have a guy in there, Speaker of the House Johnson, who's out there on his knees praying, but he refused to stand up boldly and vote against the killing and the slaughtering of these children. And he voted against that open border. And he voted to continue the open border and send money overseas while Americans are struggling. That's not a Christian.
Yep. Come on. That's right. When I looked at they was talking about the legislation, you want to send money, give money to people to teach transgender how to be transgender or show them, help them get clothes so that they can hide their gender. It's some demonic stuff in there. And just knowing just that little bit, how can you stand there on the floor and represent Christianity, but you going along with this demonicism, you know? And so Mike Johnson, he, I'm sorry, I call him a trans Republican. He's a Democrat, but he's identifying as a Republican. That's what I
Well, how many of them have we had? We had Ryan. We had Paul Ryan, who was a rhino. Then we ended up getting was the one that just got kicked out. We just had him kicked out, and now we got another one. The Republican Party are just as responsible for the downfall of America and downward spiral of America as the Democrats, because we already know who the Democrats are. We know they're perverted. We know that they hate Americans. We know that they will sell us out. But we go through everything. We're knocking on doors. We're sending money. And we don't have the money to Democrats. They have money. They have banks. They have planes. They have trains. But we got to go out and knock doors and do fundraisers and do meet and greets to get these people in. And as soon as they get in there, they stab us in the back worse than the Democrats.
Yeah. I really believe in my heart that a lot of these people are being blackmailed. They're selling out our country. I look at how the Republicans right now, you know, we have the majority of the House, but you all of a sudden having these Republicans that's, you know, they're saying that they're retiring or you know, they're getting out of the political life. And what it does is bringing our majority in the Republican Congress. It's bringing it down. OK,
well, what's the difference, though? What's the difference? Because the Democrats are getting everything. So if Jeffries becomes the Speaker of the House, what's going to be the difference?
What's going to be the
difference? They're already spending all about, what's going to, well, they're telling us, well, we're going to lose the majority. We've already lost the majority because we have people who refuse to stand up for the American people. And if we get the Speaker, if Jeffries get the Speaker of the House, then so what? Nothing's going to change. They're still going to get what they want.
Well, we got to do something
until,
about
until
this
we get some folks to stand up.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you this here question then. You know, I believe you're in Arizona. Do they have the machines down there, the different voting machines
Yes. Okay. And let me tell you something. After 2020, I was out there in front of the tabulation center with my bullhorn. I'm praying and I'm preaching and I'm yelling and all this. Look, and I wasn't even thinking about running for no office. I know they stole it. I watched them take it. And it was too many anomalies, too many things that was different. And they told us they was going to do it, Silk.
Yeah.
They said how they was going to do it. They said it may seem like Trump is going to win. But when those mail-in ballots come in, it's going to be days later. They were saying these things openly. And it happened just as they said. Because they knew their plan was going to work.
Are you concerned about your race? Okay. Because they did the same thing to Kerry Lake. And you see what's going on. So are you concerned
about
your
race? I was just in the parade with Kerry Lake. I was just in the Ahwatukee parade. I was walking behind Kerry Lake. But let me tell you something. I believe in the power of prayer.
Come on.
Listen, you go in there and you lay hands on your ballot and say in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
If they steal this vote, then Lord, replace it with 10. Replace it with 100. Replace it with 1,000. If they are using spiritual weapons, our spiritual weapons are greater than theirs. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we've got to overcome this thing and go back to having faith in Jesus Christ. This country was established on faith. Our Constitution was established on faith. And we cannot be ashamed to do that. But yes, I'm concerned about the machines, but I believe that they know we know how they stole it. And they may be a little little weary of doing all the stuff they did. But this is why I'm glad we have this platform, because I need to petition the people out there to become active, become precinct committeemen. Get out there and get involved. You know, people talk to me about sports because I played in the NFL. I don't know much about it. I only know the new guys right now because I'm so involved in the spiritual and political battle that I want to see my children and grandchildren have a free America.
Right. That's right. And if we don't win this thing, guess what? You know, I was listening to Mike Lindell. He can talk about his business, you know, all day long. But if we don't win this, they're going to take the business from them anyway. They're going to take our home from, you see the squatters going on already. You think America's for that?
Yeah. These people are coming over here and boldly taking our country from us and right in front of our faces. And we have these weak, watered down judges that are returning the criminals onto the street. But here's the deal. They are justifying the criminals, but they are condemning the unborn to death.
Yeah,
that should tell the church, that should tell Christians everything you need to know, because this was the same spirit that happened with Pharaoh. This is the same spirit that happened with Herod in the Bible. And this is the same spirit that happened in Revelation chapter 12 when the dragon, the red dragon. And why is the dragon red? Because he was full of blood. And and so this is the same spirit that is after the death of our children and the death of all Americans.
You know, we were founded on Judeo-Christian values, not trans values, not communist values, not socialist values. And it's time for us to get back to our value. You know, when you go to other foreign countries, a lot of them won't even allow you to bring or take your religion there to their country. Okay, they'd be ready to chop off your head and throw you behind in jail somewhere. All right. So you got people coming over here to our country. You can have whatever religion you want. We have our First Amendment. Amendment, right? But if we was founded on Judeo-Christian values, then that's the number one. That's the number one. All right. Above all,
we have a Muslim ring in our race, and I say the same thing. You have your right to your freedom of religion, but we have a right to use discernment in with our vote.
Yeah.
And if you are a Muslim, there is no way that you can lay your hands on that Bible and say that you are going to uphold the Judeo-Christian principles of America. There's no way that you're going to turn your face and turn your back on America. And let me add this. The word Allah, or the title Allah, means Satan. And we are in a spiritual battle. And a lot of these people who come over here, they're not only seeking the wealth of America, but they're seeking the overturn of America. And they're coming over here getting political seats and powers, as we saw with Ilhan Omar. Her devotion is not with this country. Her devotion is with her religion and with her people. But yet she's a congresswoman in the United States of America. I would have kicked her out on her butt and sent her back to her country.
And she's on the foreign committee, from my understanding, too. So we don't know how many of America's
citizens have She should have lost her security pass. There's no way. But America is so soft, and we want to get rid of that. And this time around, when President Donald Trump gets in, we need strong people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Pastor Jerome Davison, and the majority in Congress to turn this thing around. And we need strong people in the Senate as well. And we are going to push the America First agenda, and we want to overturn all of these different things and send these people back. They may be wonderful and nice, but they need to go back to their country. And every baby that they had here, I want to make sure that the anchor baby laws and rules from does not work for them. They can take their babies back with them.
That's right. It was the anchor baby law. That's something that they done basically made up. Because those laws were actually put in place for the slaves, all right, who had
babies. They got it from the 14th Amendment, yes.
Right, exactly. And they took that, just like they're doing right now, and prosecuting and persecuting President Trump off of all of these different rules that and laws that they continue to change just to go after him. So what are your thoughts about the prosecution and persecution of President Trump with all of these indictments, but with Jim Crow Joe? Nothing, zero. And we know he's a
This is why I'm not for the FBI. I would never vote to fund them a dime. I'd rather use the U.S. Marshals. But they always talk about, I listen to these people like Sean Hannity and some of these different ones. Not all the FBI, just the ones at the top. No, let me tell you this.
No, come on.
If you are a security guard on the border and you are an FBI agent and your boss tells you to go out and break the laws against constitutional rights of America, and you do it just for a paycheck, you are just as corrupt. If you really are a stand-up person, you tell them to take that check and shove it up your back end and go to hell with your money. Okay,
that's right.
But this stuff against President Donald Trump is lawfare. It is illegal, and when we get back in power, when we get this back, we're going to make sure that we use the law. We're going to get an attorney general, and we're going to use the real law. So Joe Biden, I don't care how senile he is. He's going to jail. I want to see him in jail. I want to see his son in jail. I want to see everybody that who have perpetuated this lawfare against President Donald Trump go to jail. And I believe Fannie Willis is headed that way.
That's right. And somebody was saying something about, you know, he get revenge. I'm like, he don't have to get revenge. They are breaking the law.
See, they're already trying to establish the talking points that when President Donald Trump gets in, what he's doing is going to be based on revenge and not on the law. That's all they're doing. When you watch CNN and MSNBC, they're saying this man is on a revenge tour. No, he isn't. President Donald Trump is trying to get in and fight for the American people. But if we can find people who will stand up for the law, the lawless will go to jail.
That's right. And that's what needs to happen. Yeah. That's right. Starting with Jim Crow Joe Biden, because he's an old treason or something. With that border wide open, on day one, he went in there with executive orders, removed President Trump's border policies, opened up the borders, letting all of these people in here, and he can go in and close the border with the strike of a pen right now, just like he opened it with the strike of a pen. And with all of these people coming in here, this is what you call an invasion. This is what you call an invasion of America. All right, and that's treason.
Well, as a congressman, Congress is supposed to make sure that there is a well-maintained militia throughout the United States, and it should it will be funded from Congress. The militia should have been established and paid for, but what happened was the states started running their own militia, and it wasn't funded well, and it wasn't maintained, and it wasn't a lot of training going on. One of the things I would like to do is reestablish the militia from Congress and fund it in the states. Because if the militia was established, especially here in Arizona and in Texas and the border states, there's no way they would have been able to do this, because the militia would have been there at the border to stop this stuff.
To stop it. Oh, wow. So they strategically moved a lot of different things out of place and did a lot of rules and laws and executive orders and different things to put measures in place so that what we see today, we see it. And guess what? We, the American taxpayers, are the ones funding. Right. Now, when you talk about the need for internet, the Internet Bill of Rights, can you expound yes. upon that, please?
Well, it's a three-pronged bill that I would like to introduce into Congress. It's the Internet Bill of Rights, where it will reestablish our rights and free speech on social media platforms. One of the ways they stole the election, and they admitted to it, that they took away our constitutional rights on these social media platforms. Google was hiding, burying people's information, especially mine, especially Trump's. You Google President Donald Trump, first thing that comes up about him is negative stuff. You and your yep. sister, right? All mm-hmm. conservatives, right? And so they took away our right. They buried the Hunter Biden stuff. The other part of the Internet Bill of Rights is that there would be a clawback. Data is the biggest selling commodity in the world. And you can combine oil and gold together and still not reach this. So what's happening is, in my Internet Bill of Rights, I want to see people get paid for their data from their phones, from their Google searches, from their texts, all that kind of stuff. And they should be making something like $500 to $1,500 a month on that, or either they can opt out, right? But these tech companies are becoming more and more rich and powerful because they're yeah. selling our data and we don't even know it. I want all Americans to be paid for that. And then finally, I want to protect us from emerging technologies, right? These emerging technologies are reading people's mind. They're reading people's thoughts. They even put a bill in on one of these $1 trillion bills that they released that the cars rolling out in 2028 are going to have mind reading and emotional reading technology to make sure that people are emotionally healthy to drive. That is not their right. That's an attack against your person and the sovereignty of your mind. Listen, but no other congressman in the United States is talking like this. It took the Spirit of God to give me insight to do this stuff, and I need to protect yeah. people's freedom. They are building a digital prison around us right now, and unless yeah. we get somebody in Congress like me who is forward-thinking and ready to protect our freedoms, we are going to be done for.
Well, you're making me want to go ahead on and pack up and move to Arizona. So, what about these anti-Soros and these anti-Gate bills? What is that about? Because we need right. that. We needed that yesterday. Right. Well, go ahead.
Amen. Tell me, why isn't anybody in Congress trying to ban George Soros, right? Because Fannie Willis is a result of George Soros. Sure. That other yeah. one over there in New York, she's a result of George Soros. Alvin yep. Big Fat Braggs is a result of George Soros. That woman that attacked the McCluskeys over in St. Louis, the black girl, forget her name, she's an attorney general. She was a result of George Soros. So I'm going to do an anti-George Soros bill that no one who is seeking a bench or a judicial seat, whether it's attorney general or a judicial seat, a judge, cannot be funded by anything that is tied to George Soros, any nonprofit, any of that. Because this, as we can see, that man has been banned from Hungary and other countries, but America refused mm-hmm. to ban him. You know why? Because he's putting money in the pockets of these politicians. The mm-hmm. other person that I'm going to ban, and it's really, really in detail, but is Bill Gates. Bill Gates is yeah. not a doctor. He's not a pharmacist. He didn't go to school for any stuff, but yet he wants to be the master of vaccines. Why? Because he told us why he wants to do it, because he wants to kill and depopulate and stop people, America and the world, from reaching 9 billion people. So he doesn't want to do that. And so we got to ban him from purchasing farmland, because our food supply is under attack by Bill Gates. He's mm-hmm. buying up all the farmland. I want to put a moratorium on his ability to purchase more farmland. And I want to yep. ban him from using any of his money to touch anything with our food and water supply. But there's nobody else talking about this. Nobody's talking about it. But I do my research, and I see that these people have the spirit of Satan and evil and murder in their heart.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's why we have to stay prayed up.
And here's what I told my precincts. I made them four distinct promises as their future congressman. Number one, okay. I'm going to show them my tax returns every year that I'm in Congress. Every year, I want to show them I'm not receiving any corrupt money. Okay. Number two is that I will not vote on any major bill without talking to the local precincts, because as President Donald Trump said, we are returning the power to the people, and it starts with the precinct committeemen, and it starts on the small levels, and I'm willing to do that and be their representative. Number three, I'm going to come back and help with recruiting PCs, and then number four, I'm going to help with fundraising. I think every local district needs at least $100,000 in the coffers so that we can get the technology and the space to bring young teenagers and everybody in there and teach them faith in God, teach them the power of the Constitution and how to stand up for America.
Wow, incredible. The people in the chats, they love you. They love you, Pastor Davidson. They love you.
And I love them.
Oh, wow. Once again, let everybody know how they can follow you and how they can support you, how they can donate. Even though you may not live in Arizona, he needs support, all right? Yes. Who else do you have talking like this besides President Donald J. Trump? We need people like Mr. or Pastor Jerron Davidson in office, you all. That's who we need. That's who we need, all right?
Yes.
Donate to him. So let everybody know.
Don't depend on. So what happens is on these type of platforms, Silk, everybody said, oh, well, Silk has got so many people watching. They're going to donate to him. I don't need to donate. Don't do that, because what if everybody does that, right? You ever seen the baseball game where the guys are out there in the field and both of them thinking they're going to catch the ball and they're thinking the other person's going to catch it and they drop right between them? And this is what happens so many times on these platforms. Other people are thinking other folks are going to donate to Pastor Jerron Davidson and other people, and no one does. So you pick up the phone in your car right now, donate $5, donate $10. I know Bidenomics is hard on everybody, but I want to just give you this spiritual nugget real quick.
Come on.
The reason why Jesus told his disciples not to go into those areas with the extra purse, don't take an extra coat, don't take any extra water. Why? Because Jesus was testing the heart of the people. Will they support his kingdom agenda? Will they support those whose heart that he's touching when they go into their cities? Will they give them a cold glass of water, or will they reject them? And, you know, so far, my platform don't receive no millions of dollars. So far, my platform doesn't receive thousands of dollars. I'm a bold speaker, and I live and I do what I say. And I need we the people, the patriots, the grassroots from the roots, to come out and support me. I need to raise some money here in April, and we got to get it done. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
And what's that web address again? Where can they go?
Jerron for Congress, J-E-R-O-N-E. My father was half Native and Black, so he wanted to name me Geronimo, but my mom stopped him halfway, thank God. And so she just named me Jerron. So it's Geronimo, it's Jerron. So let's go to JeronForCongress.com. Go to the donate button and donate to my campaign, 5 or 10. Ask anybody, ask your friends, show them my video and ask them to contribute to my campaign. And I promise you, I will uphold the rights and freedoms of Americans.
That's right. And if there's anybody out there that's watching me, any other podcasters that's out there that would love to have Pastor Jerron Davidson on your show, look, email me and I will be glad to forward his information to you all. Okay, he needs to be everywhere with this message, because this right here can help set us straight. All right. Email me, diamondandsilk@gmail.com, diamondandsilk@gmail.com. He needs to be everywhere because he's talking clear-headed. That's right. We need some people up there that don't have a problem going toe-to-toe against the status quo. All right.
Everybody can feel it, sir. Everybody can feel it. This is the last go around. This is the last dance. This is the last chance. And if we don't step forward as God's people and as Americans and help save this country, then we're going to slide on into the abyss. And we got to stop it now.
Amen to that. All right. Pastor Davidson, thank you so, so much for being on the show. This was an amazing conversation. I'll be sure to have you back, because, you know, it's so much that's going on, and we got to be here and be able to talk about it, especially what's going on up there in Chicago, New York, how Black folks are being replaced by these illegal aliens, and how they want to confuse everybody with Black and brown and brown and Black. And I'm like, these people not brown, they beige. I'm brown. So stop confusing everybody.
I'm brown.
Stop confusing everybody. You know, it's really, really crazy. So I'll be sure to get you back on. But thank you so much for being on the show. God bless.
Thank you, my sister. God bless you. Thanks for having me on.
Incredible, you all. Incredible. All right. All right. So you all be sure to go and support him. Go there and support him. Now, listen, I got a few minutes to open up the phone lines. 1-877-810-SILK. 1-877-810-7455. Now, I know, you know, we all saw what Jim Crow Joe Biden did there on Easter. We all see what Mike Johnson, the Republican House Speaker, is doing to our country and how they're selling out. Him and Joe Biden is basically selling out our country. We see this. We know this. So I want you to call in because I want to know if you had the opportunity to say anything to Joe Biden or Mike Johnson, what would you say? That's what I want to know. If you had the opportunity to say anything to Joe Biden or Mike Johnson, what would you say? Now, listen, I know that a lot of people want to cuss Joe Biden out and Mike Johnson out, but we got to keep it clean, okay? I just had the pastor on and I'm trying to keep it clean, all right? So no F-bombs. No, we can't drop no F-bombs, all right? We want to try to keep this thing as clean as possible, even though we're talking about these evil, demonic bastards. So you can call them a bastard. All right? All right? So that's 1-877-810-7455. Okay? So while you all are calling in, I have another video clip that I want to show. And I want to show you all why we need this man. All right? Please play clip 2.
You still need help from the boss. We need help from the boss. That's what happened. We need help. Yeah, we need help. It's all right to say. Now, they'll criticize me for that. How dare he say that? How dare he say that? No, I'll say it. Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. He said, yes, you are. I said, no. He said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
Y'all, where my bumper sticker? We need Trump. We need Trump, you all. We want Trump. We need Trump, you all. $2 for $5 there at diamondsilkstore.com. Listen, you all. President Donald J. Trump is who we need. That's why we need him. Okay? That's the reason why we need him. Okay? He knows who he is and whose he is. All right? He knows that. He knows we got to talk to the boss. Woo! Y'all, that's a message within itself. We got to talk to the boss. We all going to have to go talk to the boss. Y'all, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on in our country that is not making no sense. And then you have Mike Johnson. Now, don't forget, 877-810-7455. 877-810-7455. Call right now. Call right now. Guys, I need to know what you're going to say or what you would say if you had opportunity to say something to Biden or Mike Johnson. But we have Mike Johnson, okay, who started off, all right, impersonating a Christian. He said he was a Christian, y'all, but yet he's going along with demonicism. He's allowing money to go towards demonicism. Okay? That's what he's doing. All right? All right? They want to talk about his Christian values. I told y'all, anybody can be bought. Uh-huh. And anybody can sell out. And that's what it looked like he did. All right. We got a caller. We got a caller on the phone, honey. If you had a choice, an opportunity, caller from New York, if you had the opportunity to say something to Biden or Mike Johnson, what would you say? All right. Yes. What would you say, dear?
I would say Mike Johnson is a sissy and a traitor. He's a total fraud. And I'll say this to you, too, because I love you and your sister. I will tell you this. He's also compromised. I think he's been compromised. I think he's been threatened by the deep state. That's my opinion.
Amen to that. Thank you. Thank you so much, caller from New York. You're absolutely right. I believe that they are all compromised. They know how to get people. They know how to buy people off. They know what they already know what to do. They've been doing this here, same script, different cast, yes, for years. They've been doing it. Uh-huh. And I believe that he's compromised.
Yes. Like somebody I believe as soon as they get in that position, okay, They are brought into a secret room and they are threatened by the deep state. I'm not kidding. That's exactly what I believe.
I believe they're threatened.
Their families are threatened and they're compromised.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about going along.
I think the entire Congress, Silk, I think the entire Congress is threatened and compromised, to be totally honest with you.
Yes. And then if you don't go along with it, what they do is try to destroy you. Okay? They make up a lie about you and put it out there in all of the media. They're henchmen. Right. And just keep that out there to try to destroy your character, the character assassinate you. It's basically what they do. And they try to destroy you. And then when the truth finally come out, it's like 5-10 years from now. And your career is just gone down the tubes, gone down the drain. Yes. So I believe that a lot of these people, they got them by the balls.
Look what they're doing to Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing to Mike Lindell. They're destroying that man's life. He's a great person, great American. Look at you and your sister. You people, you girls should be ladies. Heroes. Use are both immensely effective at what you're doing, and they don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a total. We live in a total racket. It's a fraud. We don't even have a government. We're not represented. This is a total fraudulent government we live in, and people are dumb. And we live in a matrix. We live in a matrix.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you once again, caller from New York, for calling in. He's absolutely right, you all. These people have really lost their minds. They truly lost their minds. And see, let me tell you something, the way how they sell you out. They will take, and once they get you in a position, they'll fly you on some private jet or something like that and give you some fish eggs and some Dom Perignon or what have you. Have you flying real high. Then they turn around and they blackmail you. All right? Sell you out. You won't have access to this if you don't do that. We have another caller on the line. All right. Caller Lisa from Virginia, if you had the opportunity to say something.
How scary is this, though? It's very scary.
Okay. Who? Now, wait a minute. Now, you sound like the one from New York. Where is Lisa from Virginia?
This is me.
Okay, Lisa, what I want to know.
I was holding for you.
Okay, darling.
This is Lisa from Virginia.
Okay, Lisa from Virginia.
Oh, you're so precious.
Thank you.
I just want you to know, Silk, that you are such a beautiful lady. I'm looking at you right now. You're talking to people. And that beautiful picture of Diamond, it brought tears to my eyes, to be honest with you. But what I would tell those sorry bastards, you said I could say that word.
Yeah, you can say
I would say... To Biden. Huh?
Go ahead. What would you say,
Biden? I would say to Biden, and I would tell him, you are fired.
You're fired. I love it. You are fired. That's right. We're going to have to fire him.
Exactly.
Yes. He's done
nothing. He's a crook.
He's a crook. That's right.
He is. He is a total crook. He's been stealing money from all these countries and letting his son go and pick it up.
Yeah. That's called money laundering. That's called money laundering. Lisa? Lisa, thank you so much.
Yes, darling.
Thank you so much, darling. All right. Do I have another caller on the line? All right. Okay, now listen, y'all got to cut down your radios and different things and your TVs and stuff, whatever you're watching me on. I got time for another caller. We have Joy from Florida. Joy, you're on with Silk. You had an opportunity to say something to Jim Crow, Joe Biden, or Mike Johnson. What would you say?
Please get rid of them. They're rubbish. They're trash. Our country is going downhill. And I want to cuss, but I'm not going to cuss. And when I tell you they need to get Jesus in their life and really understand what Jesus is, because, honey, these people don't know what God can do for you.
Oh. Now, one thing I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. That's why we pray every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, honey. I believe in the power of prayer. And that's what's going to have to happen. But you know what? When we're looking at this, everything that we're looking at, you got to look at the good from it. Okay. God is showing these people up. He's showing these demons up. Right, Joy?
Yes. Joy, you know, and I always say that there's a lesson to be learned in life. Okay. So you want to act like a fool, you're going to be played like a fool. And that's exactly what they are. They get into power and they forgot where they came from. They don't realize these American people of what we're going through and how we're struggling. And you know what? They better wake up and smell the coffee, because guess what? God is going to get them. And when he gets them, he's going to get them really good, honey. And trust me, karma is nasty.
Yes, baby. You may not pay what you owe, but you're going to reap what you sow. These demonic evil bastards going to reap what they sow for destroying our country. They're going to reap it. Joy from Florida, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you. Do I have one more caller on the line? I got time for one more caller. Do I have another caller? All right. Nothing's come up. Nothing's come up. Yes.
Yes, got you do. It.
Okay, darling. All right.
Yes, I'm here.
Janet, if you had the opportunity to say something.
So, Mike Johnson. Oh, my God. Well, I agree with the last caller. I think that if people claim that they believe in God and yet they don't do God's will and they actually are doing the devil's will, which is basically the Dems and the deep state where they back down. When you back down from God, then, of course, the devil's going to just go, oh, we got him, you know. And that's what they've done with Mike. He's allowed that. And, you know, Matt Gaetz and, Georgia girl, I forgot her name. I mean, they stand up and, you know, things happen when you stand up and you face the wind. You know, we didn't make America by people who tried to compromise and tried to, oh, well, let's just be nice to everybody. And, you know, I gotta be good to Biden and I gotta be good to, you know, Hakeem and all this other stuff. No, we have to stand up for the truth and strong and trust, absolutely trust that God's with our words. God's with our deeds and our actions. And Mike has not done that. He has not done that. And the same thing with the money for Ukraine versus our border. I mean, what is wrong with that dude? You know, and Biden, there's no hope, because we all know that, you know, it's, yeah, he sold out decades ago, and he's just he's in with it. He's the devil's brother.
Yeah. Yes. Jeanette, thank you so much for calling in. Looks and you all, it's united we stand, divided we fall. United we stand, divided we fall. All right, we are one race, and that is the human race. We're gonna have to stand collectively together against these demonic evil spirits that cease to destroy America. And that's what's going on. Shame on you, Mike Johnson. Shame on you. We already know Biden is a fool. We already know that. But shame on you, Mike Johnson. You done showed your whole card. We know exactly who you are, honey. And what you are is a sellout, a dog-owned sellout. Is exactly what you are. And shame on the rest of the Republican Congress there that's standing idly by allowing this. Kick his behind out is what you need to do ASAP. Now listen, y'all. Don't forget every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We'll be right back.
are, where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic. It can be about anything. Gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to CBSpray.com and get your Hypochlorous Spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to DrStellaMD.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impacts everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know with everything I said, I don't want you to get a little hasty, but I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake
with, with my coffee. I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. Also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yeah.